to the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast. It's open mic night for sketch.
We cold read comedy sketches, then discuss how they were written.
Here to host the show, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Amy. In this week's episode, we get a new take on a Disney classic, followed by two moms contemplating what really matters in life. Then you'll probably love this last sketch. Then join Tyler and myself on the riff plane.
And stick around to the very end for a fun writing prompt to inspire your own writing. With us on the show today,
Jesse Esparza, he, him, his.
Keely Anastasia, she, her.
Easy, he, him.
Lisa Weitzman, she, her.
Steve Slaga, he, him.
Tyler Chick, they, she.
All right, y'all, welcome to the show. Y'all ready to goof a little bit?
Yep. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're ready.
All right, good.
Keep this new season energy going.
Yeah. It's still early days of season three, Sketchies. The energy is here. And so is Jesse Esparza, a new writer. Steve Slaga is
back. Oh, my God.
We got guests.
Yes.
I'm excited to be here for season three.
Yeah.
I'm having a mini meltdown, but I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. I'm so glad to be here. I made sure that Steve was here as well. So as long as I see Steve in the corner, it's going to be fine. I'm happy.
Oh. I see you. By the end of this, you're not going to be cracking your knuckles and nervous.
You're gonna have fun. I'm not nervous.
I'm here to provide that calming presence for you, Jesse. So anytime you need to be calmed or soothed, I'm here for you. And thanks for reminding me, because you said you could see me in the corner, which reminded me to turn off my self view so I can't see me in the corner.
Oh, you don't like looking at yourself in the Zoom.
Well, the problem is I will only look at myself in the Zoom. So I have to remove myself from the picture. Otherwise, I'm truly only looking at myself and changing my, you know, hair color and all those fun filters. So.
Got it.
Well, that's what we do around here. We look at ourselves while we act. Exactly.
Acting is reacting to yourself.
I've heard that said.
That's Stanislavski, yeah. I think, right?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
You guys ready to act and look at ourselves while acting?
Let's do a sketch.
Let's just do it. All right. Guess what? Our first sketch tonight is a new writer alert. Hooray! Our first sketch is titled Snow White, written by
Jesse Esparza.
Voiceover will be played by
Easy.
Snow White will be played by
Lisa Weitzman.
Prince will be played by
Harrison Merkel.
Erica will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
Teacher will be played by
Tyler Chick.
Woman will be played by
Amy D.
Evil Queen will be played by
Steve Slaga.
And Man will be played by
Easy.
Snow White.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Burbank Elementary School's fall production of Snow White.
The lights go up.
With this kiss, I wake thee from thine sleep, dear Snow White.
The prince kisses Snow White. She wakes up and embraces the prince.
You did it. Your kiss broke the spell.
Let us run off and live happily ever after.
An audience member, Erica, stands.
Okay, hold up. No. So Snow White needs a man to wake her up and save her life? That's the message we're trying to send here?
Yeah, the teacher enters through the side.
Miss, can you please take your seat? The play is almost over.
Nuh-uh. This is what you're trying to teach the kids? That a woman needs a man to save her? To live happily ever after? Oh, no.
Erica walks to the front.
These kids need to know the actual truth. Babies, the only thing a man has ever done for me was have me co-sign on a Chevy Impala, and I'm still paying it off.
I'm sorry that happened, but please don't disturb the play. The kids have worked really hard on this.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. The children are our future. Okay, I'm good. Here I go.
Erica sits down. The teacher steps to the side.
Oh, Prince Charming, I don't know what I would have done without you.
Won't you come with me to my castle to be my queen? Come, my horse will take us to my kingdom.
Erica bolts up.
Oh, so she don't even get her own horse? Typical man.
Erica gets on stage.
And another thing. Why the prince gotta be a man? You know what a man has saved me from? Having a perfect credit score. Also, two women have every right to be together in this day and age. Am I right, ladies?
Erica points to two women sitting together.
Oh, we're sisters.
We're all sisters, and we're all in this together. I was not expecting this when the program said a modern take on Snow White. What's modern about this?
We use modern technology.
My Apple is an Apple iPhone.
Snow White shows off her sparkly iPhone.
Well, I'm going to use my iPhone to let my internet friends know about this injustice. I contribute to Jezebel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we had press attending our show.
Oh, I'm not press. I just start fights in the comment sections of every Jezebel article.
Please, from one strong woman to another, please sit down. The show is almost over.
I respect you. You're wearing a blazer. Okay.
Erica takes her seat yet again. The evil queen enters holding an iPad.
Oh, no. The evil queen.
iPad on the wall. I must kill the fairest of them all.
Shut it down. Shut the play down. Yeah. Of course the villain is a woman. No, false. Kids, the only male hero I ever met was Donald from Sprint, who took my ex off my family plan. Hashtag not all heroes wear capes.
Enough. Which kid is yours? This is no way for a parent to behave.
Oh, I'm not a parent. I just saw the sign outside and had to see what this was about. Answer, the patriarchy. Am I right, my sisters?
Please stop talking to us.
Please leave or I will have to call security.
Fine.
A man stands up.
Actually, I kind of agree. I think this is pretty sexist.
The women softly gasp and look at him.
Oh, my God. I never thought about it like that. You know what, sir? You're right. Shut it down. Shut the play down.
Wait, hold up. Sir, you said it better than me. You are so wise. Also, are you single?
Kids, get the fuck off the stage. This man has an opinion and we must listen. Get up here.
The women all crowd around the stage. The man goes up on the stage.
All lives matter.
Here you go. Let's talk about that sketch.
I have an annoying friend named Erica who would always like call people out, you know, on Facebook. And I was like, damn, Erica's so annoying. I'm gonna make fun of her in a sketch. And then I was like, you know, what's the best scenario to put someone who overreacts in such a way, you know? And it's like, oh, yeah. An elementary, you know, innocent children, you know, I think that would be a great, fun, you know, way to get that, hell idea yeah. across.
Do you have like Erica's Insta or like Twitter?
I do. I don't think I want to share that, but yeah. I mean, you might follow her. She's kind of like, Steve definitely knows who this is, but she's kind of like, she's kind of like, she's famous for a lot of things on Twitter. She's right now, well, she used to be a raver. And then before that, she was all about social justice. And that like, she did like an OnlyFans for a bit. And that was after trying to save the world by being a politician. And I think she's somewhere in the Midwest with like an infection. I don't know. She's a character.
Erica has lived a long and full life.
Yeah. But, oh my God.
But,
many lifetimes. Erica's lived many full lifetimes. I'll do that.
I would love to see a kid crying like, you know, at the shut it down. And because if they're like in second grade, they're going to cry, you know.
Yes.
Especially Snow White.
Yeah, kids do cry.
What's funny is I did this show live at UCB, and I got child actors to be in it. I mean, now that was, if you've been in LA, you know child actors. If you've seen LA Complex, like, you get it. Like, it was wild. I paid them with fidget spinners. It was a whole thing. Like, they were, like, true and, like... The actor literally yelled at them on stage, you know, like, get the fuck off the stage. And like, they were just so happy. It was like, it was great.
I bet they had parents that were like, no, are we going to get a copy of this for their reel?
Yeah. Right. I sent them that. I mean, that they weren't expecting anything else. Like, truly, I was like, if that's all they needed to hear was a live show at UCB. And they were like lining up. It was crazy. Oh, wow. But it was very fun. It was very fun.
Jesse, my favorite things in this sketch are your Erica resting moves, like where she's just like, okay, I'm good. Here I go. And like, you're wearing a blazer. I respect it. Just like hilarious shifts down.
I usually like characters to like be named, but I love that Man is just named yeah. Man, because that's all we need to know about.
Yeah. Also the message of this sketch of we should listen to men and all lives matter. Love that too.
Love the voice of this. It's so funny, like, throughout. But I would love to see that actors on stage respond to what's happening at some point. I just think it'd be really funny to, for Snow White to be like, when the man talks, just be like, you know what, you're right, we should, this is over. Or like at the beginning, like, defend yourself, maybe just be like, look, he's helping me get out of a really tough situation. I don't think he's that bad. Like, yeah. I'll take what I can get as far as being saved here.
You would go with a man with a horse too.
Maybe the stage crew like starts coming out to like see what's going on, and the teacher's like, no, go backstage. And then Erica's like, oh, because women belong in the background. Oh, so she don't even get her own horse? Typical man.
All right, we're gonna go to our second sketch today. Our second sketch is titled Off Season, written by
Keely Anastasia.
Jennifer will be played by
Jesse Esparza.
Evelyn will be played by
Steve Slaga.
And Randall will be played by
Harrison Merkin.
Exterior, upper middle class suburban neighborhood, morning. Jennifer and Evelyn, 40s, are Lulu clad and power walking together around their neighborhood.
And it's in Ocean City?
Yes, it's this little place near 120th where they serve this delicious noodle soup. It's like ramen noodles, but not like the prepared packages with all the MSG. It's really fresh. It's called Pho Viet. Pho is just the stuff they put in the ramen, but they're definitely the same thing. You know I'm picky about soup.
Well, we just had the best time in Bethany this summer. Tinsley Jane sailed every day, and you know Sterling Michael was on the club team in Arlington.
They walked by an older gentleman, Randall, wearing a baseball cap, t-shirt, basketball shorts, and crew socks, all with different college logos on them. He's weeding and sweating.
Oh, good morning, Randall. Did I tell you Sterling Michael is applying to the Naval Academy?
A midshipman? Beat Army.
He returns to his plants. Evelyn and Jennifer keep walking.
We went to the Navy Notre Dame game in Dublin a couple of years back, you know? We were going to go this year, but Braden Anthony and Brooks Thomas have winter lacrosse camp that weekend.
Are they doing the clinic in White Marsh again?
Yes, and I can't wait. This period between beach season and lax season is really taking a toll on my mental health.
They have arrived at Randall once again, and the camera reveals they're just doing laps around a little cul-de-sac.
I can't help that I have off-seasonal depression, Randall.
Ugh, you're telling me. I spend my days refreshing the Aritzia site for new leggings drops to fill the void of nothingness that is my existence in this wretched ether. Wait, did you get the North Face presale code? I'm in desperate need of a new puffer.
Oh, I didn't want to risk them selling out of the Monterey Blue Scattershot vest, so I just went for it last week. Oh my God, Jennifer, if you haven't gotten your House of Color consultation, you must. I saw Kelly on 97th Street in June, and I'm forever changed. Who knew I was a winter? Gemtones only from here on out.
But what about all your Lily?
They stop in front of Randall again.
Gone.
You are changed. Oh, Evelyn, who even are we between beach season and lax season? Oh.
They're so emo about it.
Jennifer, I really don't know, but I have to come clean about something. You know how I've been missing 8 a.m. Pure Bar Classic? Well, it's not because I've been at Kundalini. It's because I've been going to Pure Empower at 8 p.m. instead.
I had no idea it was this bad.
The cardio and those ankle weights, they just help me feel something during an otherwise temporal period of earth-shattering numbness.
Oh my God, I had no...
They stop in front of Randall again.
Lotta gotta Georgetown. Oya Saxa.
Randall, we're depressed because it's the off-season.
Yeah, Randall, usually our mundane existences are drowned out by the crashing of the Atlantic waves and the ref's whistles to mark the half. But right here, right now, in the violent void that is fall winter, we're nothing.
And we're trying to come to grips with that, but it's hard when we don't have a morning trip to the juice bar on 36th or a volunteer shift in the concession stand to remind us we have any purpose at all on this floating rock.
They stare at Randall for a moment, then keep power walking.
Are you coming to book club on Thursday? Some literature and charcuterie will do us good.
Yes, but I don't know how I feel about this pick. I mean, don't get me wrong. Delia Owens is a phenomenal writer, but I just can't relate to some barefoot, wild woman suspected of murder character. Like, I wear shoes in my own house. I'm not just my Ugg fluff, yeah, slides, which are strictly for post-shower.
Yeah, when Sharon said we were reading Where the Crawdads Sing, I was really expecting a star-crossed New England love story. And there hasn't been a single lobster boil or even a haphazard lighthouse mention.
Evelyn starts sobbing. Naturally, they stop in front of Randall's yard again.
I'm frumpy without my 62nd Street nautical boutiques, and I consistently have wet dreams about the oysters from Dive Cove on 109th, not to mention I haven't sliced oranges and put them into little baggies in weeks.
Oh, Evelyn.
Who even is Evelyn if not Ocean City's hostess with the mostest or the Calvert Hall boys lacrosse team's most spirited mom?
Randall's pulling on some stubborn roots.
Face it, Jennifer, our matching Hoka 1-1 Bondies might not be out of season, but we are.
Hey, we are. Penn State, great school.
Jennifer and Evelyn have collapsed into each other, sobbing, breaking, only to say,
have a little empathy, Randall. We're off-seasonally depressed.
We have no idea who we are for 5 months of the year.
Randall sprays them with his hose until they stop crying in the cul-de-sac. Jennifer and Evelyn get up, check their Apple Watch step count, and adjust their wrist weights before resuming their power walking unfazed.
Did I ever tell you about that cute little handcrafted soap shop on 49th Street?
Let's talk about that sketch.
This idea came from, I lived in Baltimore for 5 years, and Baltimore County is a different breed than Baltimore City in terms of like the mom culture. And so recently I was in Baltimore and I was in the restroom washing my hands, and these two women were just like, even whilst in the stalls, like having this conversation about as they called it, pho. But they were just like, I just think like the worst type of people are the people who like refer to like sites in Ocean City, Maryland by like their street number. And they were those people. And I was just like, what else would they be talking about and like being so exasperated about that really means nothing in the grand scheme of life? So it's gone through a couple iterations. I originally wrote it in a bathroom, and then I moved it to them like power walking through their neighborhood. And I'm still open to other suggestions of where to put this, if anyone has better ideas. I just love their like matching energy. Was like really fun for me to write. So yeah.
I love how slice of life it is. You like really captured Baltimore County mom culture. And I love how it just got sadder and sad. Like they got sadder, but like the shit they were doing was exactly the same. That's like an interesting, fun way to heighten it. I would love to see a moment where they like, where like one plays the voice of reason for the other. And then it, like as a short rest, and then they're just like, no, like, hey, do you ever think that like maybe we do have everything we need, like raising our children up to be strong people and like getting them into colleges? No, there's a sale at Lulu and I don't know who I am on the off season. but like, yeah, I think it's so fun. Also, Randall, what a doof.
I know. In previous versions, he was a voice of reason and he would just get like frustrated with them and things. But I don't know. When I was rewriting this time, I was like, I kind of just want him to like be a juxtaposing character for these women.
I usually go to a darker place. So please don't take this pitch if you don't want to. But I just think it would be so funny if maybe not set at, but if you had like, I'm picturing it as like they're like a charity event, you know, and they're complaining about their lives and juxtaposing that with people who actually are like hurting, you know, I think you could get some comedy from that. Like maybe if it's still on the walk, which is so funny, like around the cul-de-sac, if they just pass people by who like are really going through something, you know, but they're like, our shit is so important to us that we don't care about anything else, if that makes sense. I think that would be fun.
What if Randall was listening to or looking at his iPhone for news and said, oh, we're up to 700,000 people dead of COVID. I mean, that'd be a way to get that in there.
Yeah. And they're like, wait, look at the Lululemon sale. Is it all, you know, if they were just like, you know, they cared just about that.
Yeah. I got the impression from the lack of reaction about the hose that this is like a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
That's like the energy I was picking up. So maybe, I mean, they could continue their conversation or maybe after they get up and like wipe themselves out, they're like, thanks, Randall. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. And like they go into their separate houses.
Oh yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, oh, thank you, Randall. We needed that.
We don't have to do cold therapy now.
Or maybe they're like, oh, it's like we're in the waves again. Okay, we're good.
That's good.
I was also thinking in terms of like staging or like, I don't know if this helps for production or what, but instead of them like walking around a cul-de-sac, if like, it's like Jennifer's house, then Randall's house is in the middle, and then Evelyn, and they're just like walking back and forth, like in a line. So that's why they have to keep going in front of Randall's house, and then maybe he sprays them, and then they can just like part ways from the middle and just like go back to their respective houses. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you could probably get some comedy from that too, if you call it out that they're just walking around in a circle, you know, like maybe explore why, like if it has something to do with the game, you know, or if it's even just like, I don't like walking past my block, you know, something like that. I think you get some comedy from that.
It's circle therapy.
Yeah, like some hoity-toity life coach therapist introduced them to the concept of many, many small circles instead of something too big. We call it chunking.
Jumping off of the idea of the seeing other neighbors in the cul-de-sac, what if when they pass their houses, like their kids are there and like their kids have needs now. Like it's not like they stop needing their mom when it's not lacrosse season. So they're like, mom, I haven't seen dad in a couple of days. Can you help me with my homework? And they're like, we're dealing with something right now. Bride and Jefferson, whatever their names are.
Kinsley.
I don't know who I am, and it's like the kids need them.
Mom, I broke my leg.
Just hold on to it for a while, honey.
That's fine, Tisley Jane.
30 more minutes.
Mommy's got off seasonal depression, so
can't you tell Rosa about that? Yeah,
just go get mommy's credit card, sign up for BetterHelp. Use the discount.
Yeah, don't forget to use the discount from the Goop podcast.
Brayden Anthony and Brooks Thomas have winter lacrosse camp that weekend.
All right, here we go to our last sketch of the evening. This one is titled Rivers, written by
Steve Slaga.
Announcer will be played by
Easy.
Dad will be played by
Tyler Chick.
And Mom will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
Rivers! Exterior. Rivers Water Park Day, a crowded water park where people are having the most fun. Summery music jams.
This summer, Rivers Water Park brings the thrills. All new, right now. Experience cool boogie board action on the new Flow Rider.
Little boy boogie boards.
Plunge into adventure on the Adventure Plunge.
A little girl drops down on a super tall slide.
Get launched off of Poseidon's slingshot.
Two kids get catapulted into a pool below.
Experience the biggest, coolest, wettest water park in South Florida. And for a limited time, we guarantee that you probably won't get diarrhea.
Exterior wave pool day. A wave pool filled with lots of people having a blast.
That's right. It's probably no diarrhea summer at Rivers' West Palm Beach. If you come between July 8th to August 22nd, we guarantee that you probably won't get diarrhea.
Exterior summer camp day. A dad drops off his miserable kids at a boring camp.
Every year I take my kids to this horrible summer camp, but at least I know they won't get diarrhea.
What if I told you that you could take them to a water park where they probably won't get it?
I'd say, get your bathing suits.
Exterior Rivers Water Park day. Dad and the kids, now thrilled, run off towards a slide.
Take the family to Rivers in West Palm Beach from the July 8th to August 22nd, when we can guarantee they probably won't get diarrhea.
During probably no diarrhea summer at Rivers, I can rest easy, I think.
Montage, more scenes of water park fun.
Relax in county's second longest lazy river. Dive into adventure in our wave pool or chill out at the soak zone. Knowing that you what?
Family in a large tube go down a slide and wave.
Probably won't get diarrhea.
A mom towels off her kids near the wave pool.
I worry a lot. What can I say? I'm a mom. But knowing my kids aren't going to get diarrhea at Rivers gives me one less.
Sorry. No. We didn't say they won't get diarrhea. But we said they probably won't.
They probably won't?
We guarantee it.
So they still might get diarrhea.
Maybe.
Then what happens?
I don't know. Handle it, I suppose.
Insert a panoramic shot of Rivers Water Park.
Located 20 minutes from downtown, Rivers features 35 exciting rides, slides, and more on over 35 acres of big fun. Those 35 acres of fun also happen to be home to an aggressive parasite called the Gyridia. And we've got enough chlorine to last us exactly from July 8th to August 22nd. So come take the plunge. And you can be confident you probably won't get diarrhea. At Rivers. Today.
Yeah. Let's talk about that
sketch. I honestly think I was just... possibly coaching a group that at the time were doing commercial parodies, and I was like, I maybe I'll write a commercial parody, and I think I just you know what, I was also watching a lot of water park commercials, so I basically took the script of a lot of what I say here. I totally just stole from a like 45 second commercial for an actual water park in Palm Beach, Florida, and then just changed the specifics and added in diarrhea as much as possible, or probably not getting diarrhea as much as possible.
I mean, this really happened, right? I mean, this is.
I'm certain it must have.
I remember reading about. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you know what? Yes. Yes. Oh, I just, what happened that also inspired this that I forgot about until now was that NBC was doing a show, the Ultimate Slip and Slide Challenge Tournament.
Oh my God.
And they had to shut down because everybody and the crew got like violent diarrhea and they couldn't get there's like, it was like the parasite was in the mud just off of the course, and like they could not rid their giant slip and slide of diarrhea after filming all but the last episode. So that definitely, I think, was part of this also, now that I remember. And Bobby Moynihan was the host of it and was like, now you Google me and all that comes up is Bobby Moynihan's show canceled because everyone had violent diarrhea. Oh, God.
Steve, I love the names of the slides.
They're stolen from a real water park commercial.
No way. Well, Poseidon's slingshot is insane and feels like parody.
Okay, that one was parody.
I was gonna say, I think that's the first unusual thing.
Yeah.
I noticed that one of the things you're kind of heightened along is how much people react to the announcers saying probably won't get diarrhea. So if you just inserted a little, if they spoke to it the first time. And for a limited time, we guarantee that you probably won't get a diarrhea. Maybe the kids that just catapulted in the pool could pop up and be like, wait, probably? And then it just cuts to the next segment.
Just as they got in the water.
They pop up. What?
Oh, I got one. Yeah. They're like, get out of their mouth.
Spit. One of my favorite things at the end, justifying why during this time you probably won't, with the chlorine. And it'd be so funny to see that peppered in throughout and then get more at the end about we opened last season. We expected it to go better, but it didn't. So we couldn't afford any more chlorine. So we had to use the chlorine that was left over from last year.
I'd done at the speed of the end of a medicine commercial.
Yeah. Yes, Harrison. I was going to say the same thing. I love the end, but I think if you brought that to page one and it became not a denying game, but you might've heard rumors that our water has giardia. Those aren't that true. You know,
those probably aren't true.
Entirely. What do you mean? Not that true. Yeah. Just having more and more people stopping at the camera.
I also love the way they you're trying to punch up the thing through the punch up how great this water park is. First we hear it's the biggest, the coolest, and the wettest in South Florida, and then later it's relax in the county's second longest lazy river. Another one that's even more just very specific. Yeah.
I was thinking, do you have some room here? I would love to see a testimonial. Somebody that was last year I came and got really bad diarrhea this year. Yeah. And then put in some numbers. I'm 23.5% less likely to get diarrhea. Just some sort of
And they run to the toilet before they finish. Yeah. Just cut to one, somebody's aunt who's I don't care. I don't go in the water.
Yeah. Are these nachos gonna give me diarrhea?
Maybe.
Get launched off of Poseidon's slingshot.
Hey, what's that sound?
Touchdown! Hello! Hey!
Hey, it's the Riff Captain.
It's the Riff Captain. Hey. With the Riff plane. I just touched down onto the ground with my new brand spanking new Riff plane. It's painted like a train.
That's great, hey. Riff Captain. It's a beautiful plane.
Thanks so much. I worked hard on it.
Whoa, you painted this by hand?
That's right. I'm a proud man. I did polish it. Thanks for noticing. It's too shiny.
So proud. Wow.
Yeah. Waxed it up. Yeah.
Well, how Lustrous. About we climb aboard and get going to Riften?
Yes. Passengers, potential passengers, line up. Line up in front of the stairs to the delightful Rift plane. Who's up first? Who wants to hop aboard?
I could jump on the plane.
Passenger Tyler. No.
Okay. So I had this idea of, the sci-fi trope of discovering a derelict ship and boarding it to see what's on there.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of like an alien vibe or a Dead Space if you play video games.
Dead Space.
Yeah.
System Shock.
Yeah. And I just thought it'd be funny to have the one person left on the ship be a really mundane worker. Yeah. Just a guy who just kept mopping up even though... There is this terrible tragedy on board. Yeah. They're like, what happened? He's like, oh, they don't pay me enough to pay attention to that stuff. Yeah. I just do my job, keep my head down. Yeah.
Well, did you check the logs and the navigation? Oh, I don't think I'm allowed.
Yeah. I don't have clearance for that.
Yeah.
I go get my nutrition bar every day. I do my little jobs.
When I took an oath to be the janitor of this ship, I said I'd stay no matter what. So everybody's dead, but I'm going to stay.
Or the justification, she could just be like,
"We get the keys.
I don't ask questions." I don't know. I feel like there's something that would like really unlock this, but it's like eluding me.
Maybe if it's like the person who cleans or like maintains the like jettison pods, like if they have the tools they need to leave and they're like actively maintaining them, you know, like if their job, if their job is like keeping the tool they could use to get out in working order, and they're just sort of like, no, it's, this is my job.
Yeah. I can't leave my job.
I'm not the escape pod user. I'm the escape pod maintainer.
Right.
Come on, come with us. The ship can't last much longer. It's like I don't think I really have any PTO left.
Yeah, I've already done my 40 hours this week. I'm doing a puzzle.
Yeah.
I guess if you're willing to draw up a new contract, do you have escape pods that need to be cleaned?
Yeah. It could be someone who is like frozen, like, you know, when they find people in hibernation for a long journey in space.
Cryo sleep.
Yeah.
Someone waking up in a pod and the ship is like destroyed and everyone there around them is dead. And they're just like, oh, my God, the escape pods are a mess. Why didn't somebody wake me up?
I could write my name in this dust.
Maybe it's like this person is the only living being and it's the ship's AI that's become corrupt that is interacting with them and trying to frighten them or something. I don't know.
Trying to frighten the survivor.
Yeah.
I can also see a mundane ship's AI being pretty funny. Walking the ship and being like, computer, can we get diagnostics?
Sure.
I love their relationship being like a side game, like the AI being like, you missed a spot. Being like,
They've developed a hilarious rapport.
Sorry, did you just do a dance routine with where the lights and all the switches moved and so did you at the same?
Do you want to see the dance we've been working on? That's, they find the one survivor and that's what they've been doing. Like, just trying to stay sane.
How long have you been here? 867 sleepovers in a row.
I go get my nutrition bar every day. I do my little jobs.
Passenger Tyler, once again, you've created a lovely riff for us. Anyways, who's next?
I have a ticket for this plane, sir.
Passenger Amy!
You.
Oh, how long's it been?
Too long for sure. Last time I was here, this was a train, and now it's a plane. This is so exciting.
Far too long. Your powers of observation, Amy, are...
I know my modes of transportation.
You sure do, Amy. I am impressed.
Oof. So here's you a, be can proud. I read my ticket?
You sure can.
Thanks. All right. My ticket says that I'm picturing like a just typical interview in like an office setting, and the person being interviewed just gets progressively more stressed out. Every little thing is like a bigger and bigger deal.
I love the idea of this being like a one person sketch.
Oh, fun. And they're like in the waiting room waiting to go back.
Yeah. Like just seeing someone. Yeah. Getting in their own way physically, like again and again.
Like an inner monologue kind of thing that they would.
Yeah. Or even like sort of like a Mr. Bean, Mr. Magoo style, like no dialogue. But like every time you try to do something to prepare it, like just blows up in your face, right? Like the best like analog I can think of for it is like having all the like powder in your compact like blow up, and you're like you're trying to do your makeup, but like then you're a mess.
You get one a little cup of water, those little cone-shaped waters, and you trip and get water all over your tie and shirt and everything.
Yeah, just doing it with a water cooler, like just one of those like water coolers that has a whole thing and like a paper cup. I feel like you can fill 4 minutes with like mishaps from a water cooler.
Yeah, absolutely. Like bumping into it and then like the water comes off and is like going everywhere. And
you know, I think the why is the big thing to always magnify, you know, because there could be a million different reasons why they're stressed out. But pinpointing one and heightening that could be a fun way to think about it. Like if I always go to like breakups because I feel like everyone can like relate to that. Like if they just got broken up with this morning, you know, they're just like, it's fine. I'm over him. It's going to be OK. Hello, here I am. And then that just keeps coming up, you know, like they keep fucking up the interview because of the breakup or because of whatever that is. I think, yeah, just making sure there's like a funny, it doesn't even have to be funny. Just like there's a why there that they keep going back to. I think, yeah, I think you'll find a lot of comedy with that.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about it during the interview.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to be calm as a cucumber.
Well, tell me about your previous job.
Cucumbers, that's what we put in our eyes at the spa.
Well, my last job was cutting up my ex-boyfriend's cucumbers. That's it? That's all it was? Yes. I don't want to talk about it. Bring up cucumbers. Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay, I'm fine. Okay, well, tell me about a time in the past where you've had a problem where a client was unhappy with something and how you dealt with it.
And she's like, we used to call each other clients in bed.
Like Jesse was saying, having a justification is great. And like, you can even have fun with like making it like a really weird kind of like a very specific thing that's bothering them. Their pet bird flew away or a bush is growing funny in their front yard or they couldn't figure out parking.
Yeah. I found sand in my boot this morning. I haven't been to the beach in 3 years.
I'm sorry, I heard the question. I cannot think of an answer. I think I feel more sand in my boot. Can I take off my boot?
I think that's a good riff.
Can you get us to Simon Station, please, Riff Captain?
I sure can. By shortly event right now. We're flying right now.
All right.
Here we go.
Whoosh. Let me know when we're there.
We're there.
All right. The assignment this week is movie tropes. Think about movie tropes that you see that bother you. Maybe it's like anytime a woman's pregnant, she vomits. That's a stupid movie trope. Maybe sending it down to the boys at the lab. The TV turning on to exactly the piece of news that matters to the plot. I don't know. Think about the movie trope that you want to write about.
You're the chosen one.
That's the assignment. Riff Captain, can you get us to Plugport?
Sure can. Next destination, Plugport.
Phew. Good noise.
We're here.
All right. Here we are, Plugport. Jesse, anything you want to plug?
I'm on Instagram at Jesse is awesome. So you can follow me on there.
Going there now.
Fuck yeah. Truly so great content, y'all. Check out Jesse is awesome. Keely, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I will take a break from my plugging of Pennsylvania state attractions or things I think are attractive about the state of Pennsylvania and plug Belvedere Square Market in Baltimore. It is technically in Baltimore City, but it verges right on Towson, Maryland, which is Baltimore County. So it's the perfect meeting point if you want to eavesdrop on some Baltimore mom conversations. And also it's like my favorite coffee shop in the city is there at Waters. So yeah, go check it out. It's also in that very bathroom is where I heard those women talking about nice. Ocean City and all the
streets. So check out that historical event occurring.
Wow. Yeah, it's just, there's a marker in the works.
This is like Emily Dickinson's bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'd like to plug the bottom level of the Jurassic parking structure at Universal Studios Hollywood, where they have free walk-up COVID testing.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Rad.
But you have to pay $20 to park at City Walk.
Yeah.
And I'm on Twitter. It's my name, Steve Splaga.
Tyler, anything you want to plug?
Sketchies, we just had a great workshop the other day about idea generation. So next time, keep an eye out for, if you were listening to this day it came out, it was 4 days ago. But otherwise, check out our Discord community. There'll be a link in the description and on our website. And go check out the conversations that are going on there.
Dope. Thank you. Amy, anything you want to plug?
I have something I would like to plug. Yes. The world is opening up a bit, and my new improv team, Midtown Funk, is every third Friday at the Harrisburg Improv Theater. If you're local to Central Pennsylvania, go to hbgimprov.com to see the full schedule. Our next show is Friday, February 18th at 8:00 p.m. Come on down and have some fun. Maybe more than just me and my husband will be on the stage that time. All right, everybody. That's all for us today. Thank you to all the participants and to the Jeff Powers for the music you've heard. And also a big thanks to you, the listeners. If you'd like to support the show or check out more that we have to offer, head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
And while you're there, check out our Patreon. It's got all of our Zoom call videos so you can see what we're wearing and what kind of stuff we're doing. And you can also get exclusive merch on there. And if you're like, hey, I think I'm funny, I want to be on this show, email us your sketch at sketchysketchpod@gmail.com or fill out the form on our website. We'll get you on the show.
And feel free to reach out to us if one of the sketches you've heard really impacted you, you have a joke idea or something else you'd like to pass along to the writers, hit us up on our website where there's a place to do just that.
As always, if you like what you heard today, please tell your friends. Check us out on socials. Check out our classes. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars on whatever you're listening on.
High five us on your computer screen, but be gentle because it's still electronics. But anyway, that's all for us, everybody. Have a great day. We love you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
We're not liable if you break your computer. High
five. No, high five. We are not liable. I told you to be gentle. If you don't listen to me, that's on you. You're too strong.
Thank you very much.